What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, is back on the Boss Man Show. Here, Coach David Richmond, North Dakota State Bison, out of Summer League champions again for the fourth time in his time there at North Dakota State. Coach Richmond, how you doing, man?
We're great, man. I appreciate you having us on. Like, we must be winning. We must be doing something right to get on the Boss Man Show again.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach, got to ask you, man, the consistency of what you've done in over your 12 years there, 9 seasons overall, 6 of them 20-win seasons. Let's talk about the program building you've done in today's college basketball world, Coach, to actually have a chance to build a program for real and not rush it and do it the wrong way.
Yeah. I appreciate that because there's a lot wrong with our profession, a lot that's changed, but there's still a lot of purity in a bunch of things. And, you know, for us to do it, you know, at a place that's home, it's all alma mater of mine and my wife's and raising our family here. You know, pretty special deal. And you can kind of see this roster, is a blend of that. Like it's a little bit of new and old and kind of coming together where we've got some retention kids. We've got some high school guys, got some JUCO. We've got some Division II portal, Division I portal. I like to say it's like the yours, mine and ours kind of family. And it's really fit. And this group has been a lot of fun. This season is flowing by. I can't believe we're already, you know, preparing, you know, this week to listen to where we're going to be Sunday going into the NCAA tournament. And that's a credit to our guys.
No doubt, Coach. And I know you was looking forward to it, to going to the tournament in 2020. Of course, it got canceled, shut down after going to 19. That was a bummer for you and me. A lot of – Final Four's going to be in Atlanta that year. It was a really big bummer for me to see all you guys in my city coming to town. Really sucked about that. But man, Coach, four times you won this thing in 12 years. So what does it mean to you as leading this program and this community and just everybody around? Because to win the Summer League four times in 12 years is hard. We know Summer League is hard as can be. So for you and your staff, how does it feel, man, is to see what you have accomplished for the fourth time doing this, get to the mountaintop of this league?
Yeah, no, it feels great. And, you know, we've been fortunate to be the head coach here for 12 years. And 8 of those 12, we've been in the championship. And 4 of them, you know, we won, including this year. And, I mean, we all get it. Everybody's looking for the secret recipe. There's no secrets. There really isn't. It's a lot of hard work. It's surrounding yourself with the right people. When I say the right people, we talk about 4 things. You know, dudes that want to compete, have fun, listen, serve. And thankfully we've got those and you have to, we've certainly adapted. I think one of the things that I'm most proud of, when you talk about, you know, the longevity and the successful longevity of our tenure here is that the first year we won it, And then 1920, we won it kind of in the middle, and now we won it again in 26. I think, like, as much as change, there's still a bunch that stayed the same. And that goes back to surrounding yourself with some great people, that, you know, dudes that want to compete. But also, like, I'm extremely proud, boss man, of we had a 3.5 GPA, you know, in the fall semester. So we got really good dudes on the court, off the court, in the classroom. And, you know, as a coach, you can be extremely proud of those things.
And, Coach, also, what fans sometimes don't realize who what listens to the show nationally is how important administrations are. Administrations being behind you, giving the resources that you need in this competitive environment that you have, and just knowing that the president, the alignment with the AD, alignment in yourself, it's all aligned. Winning can happen, and we see what you all do on the football side. So the alignment's there on that side already in North Dakota State. So it's about that alignment piece of it for the fans who don't really understand how key that really is. It's not just coaching basketball. It's a lot of off the court you have to do to make sure you win as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a top to bottom deal, and we're extremely fortunate. Matt Larson, our athletic director, does a great job of leading us and putting us in the right spot. And I think the other thing that I would touch on is you look at the history or tradition of Bison Athletics as a whole. Women's basketball had a great run in Division II. You know, our track programs are ripping through things. Baseball was in the NCAA tournament, you know, this past year. That doesn't happen without unbelievable fan support. You know, Bison Nation is for real. And, you know, we made the move now in football to the Mountain West, and that's going to be a continued another continued shot in the arm too. But we can't do these things without everybody and the community that we have. Fargo, NDSU, it's just a real college feel, the old traditional college feel where people stick around on the weekends, and there's a spirit behind it. There's a great atmosphere behind it. Towards the end of the season, we had some great crowds. Our students got behind us. So, you know, great time to be a Bison.
No doubt. And Coach, for those fans who are out there who don't get to watch summer league basketball the way I do, not a junkie like I am watching on my phone, so talk about some of the key players, man, that you want to highlight for the fans really to watch out for when your name gets called and see you in that bracket coming up here real soon.
Yeah, you know, I'll take you through a post-game press conference at South Dakota State this year and, you know, go a couple questions and one of the reporters, and I don't know the gentleman's name, and he says, you know, Coach, it doesn't look like you have any good, you know, great players, just a bunch of good players. And I let him finish, and I said, no, that's your opinion. I think we got a bunch of great players. And you look at our roster, and you see a very diverse, like, stat line. And you might have this guy or that guy and, you know, leading you in scoring. But I think that's what's awesome about this group. You know, big phrase in our locker room is it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. And this group really epitomizes those things. We got two point guards on the floor. Andy Stefanowicz, you know, kind of is the lead guard, and it's allowed us to move Damari Wheeler-Thomas off the ball where he's dynamic, electric, tournament MVP. Travion Carson is one of the best two-way basketball players I've ever coached. He has the ability to impact winning in so many different ways. A couple athletic four-man. Markhei Strickland, whose father, Mark, played in the NBA. Markhei is a human highlight reel. And then Emil Skuta, a transfer from Sac State via Finland, has been a really good spark for us, in particular defensively. We got two versatile bigs. Trayson Anderson starts. Noah Feddersen hit the big shot. Was sixth man of the year in our league. So, again, it's I know, like last year, I could have talked about, you know, Jackson Mone, who's now, you know, with the Golden State Warriors G League team, or Jakari White, who's, you know, playing at Virginia right now. They're a little bit more of the kind of the dominant guys. We, again, like I said, we got such a diverse portfolio that box score looks, you know, pretty balanced when you go back and look at it. And I think that's a testament to our guys to not chasing their own, but prioritizing winning.
No doubt, Coach. And I think it's so important because being a great passer is a good skill. That's being unselfish, making the right pass at the right time and understanding angles, understanding, well, I might have a nice midi, but if I pop it one more time, I got to open three in the strong side corner here, you know? So it's like having to be able to make those reads and knowing that my playmaking ability can get baskets for others as well.
Well, I think this day and age, whether it's, you know, social media or the sports centers or whatever, and the individual workouts, we make such this big emphasis on a crossover. We make such this big, you know, emphasis on somebody scoring, you know, X amount of points. But, you know, a lot of times you go and check the box score and that dude took just as many shots as it did, you know, he did to get points. And, you know, as a coach, there's a whole box score. There's rebounding, you know, there is, like, to your point, there's assists. Like, if you can pass, you can play. And then, you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to win games in February, late February, March, you better be able to defend. And I think everybody talks a lot about our versatility offensively. We got some very, very versatile parts. We held all three of our opponents in the Summer League tournament under 1 point per possession. So just we put together a terrific run of basketball, defending, you know, finishing possessions and taking care of the basketball.
That possession game, Coach, is so important this time of year with the reboundings, limiting your turnovers, making sure you hit crashing the glass. And I always say this, Coach, if your guards rebound, you'll win because that means they're there in the fight. They're really not leaving to the bees to get all the rebounds. If your ones and twos jump in there in the fight, Coach, you have a chance, especially just this time of year when every possession counts. Like every little small blockout or anything, or setting the right screen, not getting a moving screen. These little things we always take for granted might matter most now.
Every day before a game, you know, to your point, we work on free throw box outs. You know, how many games come down to a possession here, possession there? And, you know, you always go back to that last possession or those last two possessions where, you know, there's 60, 70 possessions in a game, you know, sometimes 75, 80 possessions in a game. And so you don't have as much room for error in a, you know, an 8 minute less game than the NBA in some of those things. So to your point, we talk a lot about picking up your trash, you know, eating your crumbs, dotting I's, crossing T's, doing all the little things, and they're mundane, they're ordinary, but those habits, those rhythms that you hit every day are a big part of winning basketball games.
No doubt, 100%, Coach. And Coach, for you, I know this is a great opportunity to promote your university once more. So about the recruiting process, making it to the tournament, being seen visibly again and nationally now, it helps, does the work for you and get people to see by North Dakota State again, what the Bison have going on up there in Fargo.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some great local media, you know, make no mistake. And they do a tremendous job of covering us throughout the season. But, you know, when I've spent the afternoon right here on this Zoom, you know, and, you know, with multiple different outfits and outlets. And it's great. I love to be able to tell our story, our department's story, our university story, and our state story. Like, and besides the Super Bowl, I'm still obviously biased, but, you know, March Madness is the best. And there's going to be a lot of eyes and a lot of people around learning about North Dakota State. And, you know, what I want them to hear that there's great people. We're going to work hard. We're tough. You know, and we're together. And you talk about a recruiting message. You know, we also talk a lot about selection. Here's who we are, and this is what we're about. If you like those things, come join us. If not, we're not for everybody. And so, but when you get on the stage that we're going to be on, you know, coming up, and we're starting this week, but in particular next week, people are going to start asking questions. They might be Googling this. They might be searching that. And that's all we can ask for this time of year.
No doubt, Coach. I got one more for you. Kind of, it really always interests me. How do you balance rest versus rust? You know, with your tournament has been over so early, you have some time before Selection Sunday and going to your next opponent. So, how do you balance rest versus rust this week, keeping your guys sharp and not losing things, and kind of working on you to get ready for that opponent that you don't quite know yet?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, but it's an easy answer for me. And you know, you play three games in 4 days and very emotional games, physically, mentally, taxing games. And so, you know, we gave them Monday and Tuesday off. A couple days off is great. It's late in the year. You got nicks, bumps, and bruises. So hopefully, we've had some guys in the training room getting healed up. We just moved them around today for the first time, but we're going to go at it. We'll prep and organize some things and have some adjustments in our back pocket based on, you know, Sunday night and who we play and when we play and all those things. But 90 to 95% of who we are, boss man, is Bison. You know, and you know, we're going to go out there and control the things that we can control. And that's what this week is about, is, you know, there was plenty of opportunities for us to finish around the rim that we didn't. We got to be, you know, we're going to play some length and athleticism. Well, we got to finish better through some contact around the rim. Can we get through ball screens a little bit cleaner? You know, what are our hits look like, you know, on the backboard? Because we're going to play some athleticism, because, you know, we're going to play a high major. Let's just be transparent about those things. And so, you know, it goes back to your prior question. It's being on point with the details and being even sharper with the details if we're going to have a chance to shock the world.
And, Coach, I have one more for you. It came to my mind, you said adjustments. So when you're playing a team a third time, do you maybe save something that you ain't shown because you know when it's in the term of the game, I can probably go with this and they're not really prepared for it? So how does that kind of work? But chess match to figure out how much do I show during the first round, second round of conference play if I might see this team again and down the road?
Nah, you know, like, great question. I think maybe some coaches do that. I'm all in on every game. You know, like, no matter where we're at in the season. You know, I mean, there might be a case in point, like, you know, early in a non-conference, we got somebody banged up and could go, like, we might think about that, but, like, we're all in. We want to win each and every game. I think that winning builds that confidence. And absolutely, though, too, as you if you play an opponent the second time, and in this case in the conference tournament a third time, you certainly comb through those and figure out some things that didn't work, the things that might work to better prepare you to be successful, and especially in that conference tournament.
Coach, it's been fun talking to you, man. My video acting crazy on me. Been on this Zoom all day interviewing coaches. But, man, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. We got to do it again sooner, Coach. For those who don't want this to be a four-year thing no more.
I appreciate you. All the best.
Thanks, Coach. Be safe, man.
You too, brother.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.